Picture the scene. It's lunchtime. You're hungry. You're going to that coffee shop. Not because you're going to drink the coffee, but because they do amazing sandwiches. And you bump into someone. And you know them. You're not avoiding them. You're not in love with them. You don't hate them. You know them. You're friends-ish. And you do that thing. You talk. Hi! How are you? I'm fine. How are you? Only you don't say that because that sounds like something out of a French textbook. Comment ça va? Don't worry, I'm not going to speak French. I actually do have an A level in French though. Don't tell anyone. But you don't talk like that. Oh my god, I haven't seen you in ages. It's so good to see you. I know! I'm so happy to see you. My day is now complete. No, we don't talk like that either. Hi, how are you? I am great. I'm fantastic. I am amazing. I am... We don't... No. Just no. No, no, no. No, no. We are normal people. Well, you're normal. I'm honey. Hi. Hi. It's awkward, right? Doesn't have to be. Hi, how are you? I'm good. Are you though? Are you good? I mean, no, this is me talking. I'm not actually going to say that on the street. I mean, if you do that in the street, it won't end well. Are you though? Are you really? Are you really? Are you really, really? Are you really? Are you? Are you sure? Why are you walking away? Come back! We have interactions like this every day. Well, not like that, like this. Hey, I haven't seen you in ages. I know, it's just been crazy at work. I'm on lunch. I don't have long, so I'm just going to go. And then you go. And it's fine. But then sometimes, you know, that annoying question comes up. Hey, how are you? How are you doing? Well, shit. You just had to go and make it complicated, didn't you? What do you say? I'll tell you what I say, and I'm thinking that it might be what you say. I'm fine. I'm busy. Things are great. Super busy, but, you know, fantastic. Are they though? Are they really? You don't tend to say, actually, I'm having a really shitty day. Unless they're really, really a friend. Actually, I hate my fucking job. Unless they're a really, really good friend. How are things? I am this close to shooting someone. Why are you edging away? When someone asks you how you are, we know that they don't actually give a shit. And when someone tells us how they are, we know that they're probably lying. Because that's what we do. We don't actually care, but we do. But I don't actually know you. And I mean, I just ran into you. If I had seen you on the street, I probably would have avoided you. I do that. If I see someone that I know, even if I'm okay with them, even if, you know, there's nothing wrong, I'll try and avoid them just to stop that. It's really difficult to have these conversations, to navigate these simple social occasions. I mean, if you're at a party, you have something to talk about. But when you just meet someone on the street, it's like, am I meant to tell you the truth? I've got the squits. I just can't sit down. It's too painful. Can't say that. I have a terrible addiction to biscuits and I'm trying to get over it, but it's not going well. Can't say that. That's true though. So we walk this kind of thin line of being acceptable, but not really being the truth. And it, me. You know what? It's okay to say that you're having a bad day. Don't maybe go with the, I'm going to kill someone. But you can say, oh, I'm having a bit of a day. It's been a bit rough. I'm so sorry to hear that. That sounded so insincere. I'm sorry, I'm still thinking about killing people. I do that a lot when I'm annoyed. I'll just be like, I'm going to fucking murder someone. It could be you. It's not you. It's probably not you. It might be. No. I'm just having a really bad day. It's just today has just been that little bit too far, you know? I know. Sometimes, yeah. Sometimes when I'm at work, I know exactly how you're feeling. And you know what? That makes you feel better. Misery loves company. Seriously. When you're feeling shitty, if there's someone else next to you feeling shitty, it can make it a bit easier. Being shitty on your own is shitty. Being shitty with someone else, not quite as shitty because it dilutes the shitness between two people. Not all of the time. But you know what? The thing about idioms and sayings is they have some small grain of truth to them, like a really small grain. It's a bit like Chinese whispers sometimes, I will admit, but it's true. When you have a problem, talking to someone who has experience with the same problem, someone who's gone through it, it can make it easier. So don't feel like you always have to be that person that says, I'm fine. Oh my God, work is amazing. I mean, if work is amazing, yeah, then say it's amazing. But you know, you don't always have to be that person. You can be a little bit off. You can have a bad day. Hey, are you okay? My shoes are killing me. They're new. And it's so painful to walk, but they're so beautiful. I know the pain. I have this pair of shoes which are amazing. The heels are crazy and they are stunning, but I can't walk more than 2 foot in them. But you know, they're wonderful. It can be like that. I had a pair of shoes like that. I threw them out. Because there's no way you can go in 2 steps, believe me. I tried. It didn't really work. Then I tried to learn how to teleport and that didn't really work. So I had to say goodbye to those shoes. It was traumatic. Not every day is going to be a good one. Not every day is going to be a bad one. Sometimes it's meh. It's just fine. But you know what? It doesn't hurt to not do that. To not say that you're fine. Are you all right? I'm fine. I'm super. I'm wonderful. Oh, you're really not. Are you all right? I'm just really tired. My corgi, well, we went camping and he's developed a fear of sheep. And now that we're home, he's just really weird. And he won't let me sleep. So I'm kind of knackered. Are you all right? Yeah, I'm fine. I'm just, work's really busy and I'm trying to, you know, work through things. I'm great though. Probably need a coffee though. Are you all right? Yeah, I'm just really hungry. Are you all right? Yeah, I am. I actually just got some really, really good news. I applied for a job and I got it. And I am just... It's a really good day. You don't have to say that you're fine. Even if you are fine. Well, you can say you're fine if you are fine. But the chances that everyone in the world is fine every time that they're asked if they're fine is so not fine. So, you know, just, you know, do what you want. It's fine. I mean, I'm not telling you what to do. I'm totally telling you what to do. The only way that you can, oh, this is turning into a preachy one. Damn it. The only way that you can form relationships is with some give and take. And give and take means giving a bit of yourself, taking a bit of the other person. And that sounds kind of kinky. It's preachy and kinky. Oh dear. Now, I'm not saying you have to lay yourself down on a plate and say, have at. Although if you do, I will have a slice of the shoulder. Okay, I don't know why I said shoulder. It seemed like a safe choice, but it's kind of like a weird choice. I didn't want to go too close to the crotch. And, you know, obviously the boobs. It's awkward, okay? And now I'm flashing back to the episode of Next Gen where Counselor Troy was okay. I swear that happened. So, you don't have to be fine, although you can be fine. You don't have to be fantastic, although you might be fantastic. You are fantastic. You are bloody amazing, by the way. You can have a bad day and be honest about your bad day. Now, it's all about levels. It's kind of like when you're baking a cake. No. When you're making something that involves garlic. I'm half Spanish. I love garlic. I really love garlic. But when I'm cooking for other people, I don't put as much garlic as I might want to. And it's the same when you're just talking to someone that you know that you're kind of friendly with, but you're not super, super, super friendly. So you sprinkle the garlic. I'm just having a bad day. Just a bad day. And then as you get friendlier, sprinkle a bit more garlic. I'm just having a really, really shit day. Just everything's going wrong and I hate my job. And then when you're super, super friends, I hate my job. I want to kill my boss. And then you're pretty much at the level of garlic that I put in all of my fucking food. Love garlic so much. You can be fine. You cannot be fine. You could be having a great day. You can be having a shit day. But you know what? It doesn't hurt just to put some more of yourself into that conversation. So, tell me, how are you? And do you like garlic?